Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Welcome to the Power Hour podcast on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host with the most, Mr. Wall Street himself, Mikey Hall. So guys, right now we're in a position of 5,000 shares of ENZN at 165, and we're currently down about 10 cents. I am not even using a stop loss, and I'm liking it. I'm not liking it at all. The reason why, I decided to do this whole mental thing, because everybody's talking about, well, I use mental stop losses and all this stuff. So I'm testing it out, and I'm fucking petrified. Usually, I know how much I'm going to lose right off the bat, so I'm not worried about that. This can drop even more, and I'm sorry, guys. Our brains are not set up for the fact where, okay, it's down, this is get out. Because we always think it's going to bounce back. So the stop loss is there to prevent you from losing more than you possibly would. Because our minds are like, oh, because our emotions take over everything. Because training, I know it's supposed to be 100% mental, is so fucking emotional. It's not even funny. Our emotions take over everything because we want that thing called a mighty damn dollar. So when the stock goes down to be 15, 10, 20 cents or what have you, our emotions take over. Like, holy shit, it's freaking down, but it's going to bounce back, it's going to bounce back. Then it goes down another 20 cents. That's why we have stop losses in place. Because I'm sorry, guys, I will trust a computer over me any day of the week. It's true. Our minds are not set up to handle this shit. Okay, we can understand how the stock could fluctuate, how it's going to go higher, how it's going to go lower. But when you're actually in the trade itself, our emotions take over. They're like, it's going to bounce back. It's okay. It's going to bounce back. Then it doesn't bounce back. And you get a bigger hold than you already had to begin with. That's why we use stop losses. So I decided to test it out. You know what? I'm not going to use a stop loss. And I wish I did. See, other people are like, well, the market makers are going to see it, and they're going to take you out. They're not going to take you out, bro. All right, guys, all right, listen, when you have a stop loss, what it triggers, it sets you up for a market sell. So it sells you out in a market order instead of a limit order. So the market order is the next best available price. That price could be 2 cents lower or 3 cents lower. So you set yourself up where I go 5 cents to 10 cents on my losses, or on my stop losses. But I know I'm going to sell out, say, 5. It's going to be a 7 cent loss. Or it's going to be a 12 cent loss. I know that. Because it's going to sell me the next available price. It could be 2 cents lower or 3 cents lower. You following me? So the question of the thing is, you could be like, well, if I have a stop loss in place, the stock, the market makers are going to, you know, fill it. They're going to take it out, and they're going to drop the price down lower. Well, everybody talks about that. So, answer me this. Let me get closer to the mic, because I'm going to make love to the mic today, guys. I'm going to make love to the mic. Okay. Are you the only one trading the stock? Yes or no? If that's the case, what the hell, right? What happens to the trader who got it right under you? Is he using a stop loss? If he is, don't you think, okay, so either way, if you use it or he uses it, the price is going to come down, right? So why not use it? I don't understand what the problem is. Well, it's a market order. Well, then other stuff. Well, professional traders can see all this shit. I see this shit too, guys. I have level 3 trading. It's only an extra couple $100 a month altogether. My platform is like $180 a month up all the data I have. So, I see every order, guys. And no, I'm not doing something illegal or anything. I see every freaking order. It's called basket trading. I know how much is that in each freaking block. So I understand that stuff. But the thing is, nobody is doing any manipulation whatsoever, guys. Okay? The market maker doesn't care about our couple thousand shares anyway, right? He's trading on multiple millions. He has to fill orders. So when you have 10,000 shares come in, as you can see, at 155, the stock has to lower because it has to fill. And once it fills, it resets back up. Okay, guys, that's how trading works. Somebody gets shares, somebody doesn't get shares. Right now, I am ENZN. 165 is my average price, 5,000 shares. And I'm down right now is 153, 154. 154, so more blocks are coming up. It's holding around. It's making new lows all day today. I'm not down that much. Usually, if I had a stop loss, I would have been out already. I would have had a stop loss at 559, 558. I'm sorry, 158, 159. That would have been more potential for me, but I'm down some. Down more than I want to be. I'm just trying this out. I'm probably going to hold because this is, I think, is an adding day for this today. So many shares are coming in, over 8 million shares. They're all adding into this range. So clearly somebody likes it out here. I would like to see a nice power hour where a nice good rally like we had last Friday where it went nuts from 178 all the way up to 187 before it pulled back. I'd like to see another rally like that where we can maybe see 165, 167. That probably holds for tomorrow. We'll see where this lays out. See, I'm a member of this Facebook group over on trading over on Facebook, right? And I keep on leaving the group because I'm tired of all the stupid crap. But I keep on getting headed back in. I'm tired of drama. I don't care who you are. I've been around forever, guys. I've seen it all. I've been it all. I'm tired of traders who can't trade, who talk so much shit about me, talk so much shit about everybody else who has a web service, like Tim and Cameron and everybody else. There's so many of us out here, guys, and we all network together. And it just pisses me off where, well, if you're smart enough, you wouldn't need somebody else to teach you how to trade, and you can just trade on your own with your own picks and stuff. I see that shit. I'm like, I don't need to be here seeing all this shit. I don't. I don't need to see it. But I keep again. It's this group is filled with people who paper trade. So many people in this group is paper trade nonstop, and they're acting like they're big time ballers, and it just pisses me off to no end. Hope you guys had an awesome weekend. My weekend was great. My Monday is turning out to be freaking shitty. The whole market is down, guys. The hell's this shit? Sorry about that, guys. It's not really turning out to be an awesome Monday as I hoped. Market's quite down today, but when that happens, TVIX is a good buy. We'll see what happens in that today. The SPY is still so still up there. It's still 211. We're looking for a late day rally in the market. Power hour, baby. Holy shit. So, I decided to get out of my comfort zone and do something I knew you wouldn't do, and that is being down quite large on a stock that I knew you don't like being down on. Trying this whole mental thing, testing it out. Holy shit. This is about to get ugly. We're in a new low. We're in a new low right now in the NZN. This thing keeps on making new freaking lows, man. Do not like it right now. Do not want to sell at a loss either. This should rally. God. Oh. Fuckery. I think it's game over for ENZN. I would have been out a while ago if I had my stop loss in place. So trying this whole mental thing. See, I know I'm a successful trader because you guys can clearly see it. I make bank. I've been doing it for years. 100% successful. Trying this whole thing without a stop loss and it's not working out. Oh my god. I gotta get out. A few more minutes, see what happens. This 149 is popping up big. It's 43,600 shares at 150. 44,100 at 150. So at least you got that 150 going on. 43,400 at 150 now. 150 is just popping up big. We need a run, though. We should bounce off the lows. At least go back up to 155 at least, right? I don't really understand what the fuck's going on. Oh my shit. Oh my god, we just flashed. We just fucking flashed. Holy fucking shit. Holy shit. I'm jumping shit. Fuck this. Fuck this. I 100% agree with you, Kevin. I 100% agree with you, man. This whole mental stop loss shit, frick, that's not my strategy. I'm 100% on my strategy where I use stop losses. Because this shit ain't cool, man. I don't know who came up with this stuff, but, It's not very friendly, man. Like, wow. Like, so many conspiracy theory people are out there like, well, the market makers are going to take your shares away. Where the market makers are there to provide a market for us to trade. You know, it's quite aggravating to some people. All right, I got to get out of here. Set us out. It's gonna be a total washout, fucking motherfucker. All right, let's see if it's gonna run. Can you run up some? We're going to go lower. See, usually in a loss, I am so collective and calm, is not even funny. Because I know what I'm going to lose. I know the exact amount I'm going to lose. And that's okay with me. Where all I have to do is just manage my sell point. But when you have no stop loss in place, you're all over the place. You're looking more on the bid side. Okay, how much do I go down to? Okay, how much do I have to get out? I'm all over the place right now. I don't feel calm. In trading, if you're not calm, you're going to lose. Ever who came up with that whole mental loss thing is a fucking idiot. Oh, my God. Damn thing. After I get out of this, I'll go play some Call of Duty. I got to relieve some stress. Because I'm stressed out right now. And I'm never stressed. I lost 17K in TVIX. And I was calm as a fucking cucumber. I was cool as a cucumber, if you will. I was cool. Not this. I'm already down like $400. I'm freaking out over it. Because I can't control it. Because in trading, it's all about being 100% in control. The only way you can be in control if you set parameters. By setting parameters, I mean like setting stop losses. Even trailing stops when you're up. Trading is all about being in control. When you're not in control, you're losing. And I'm losing right now, and it's pissing me the fuck off. Sorry for the language, guys, but I'm pissed. Fucking mental stop losses in my fucking ass. Fucking fondue mats. If you're Italian, you know what I'm speaking right now. Bullshit. Gonna cut this bitch loose. Get the lousy 100 freaking meme chairs out of the way. Let's go 149. Let's pop up to 155. Come on. You can run. You can do it! $200 freaking shares. There we go. No, we don't go. What the fuck? Okay, here we go. Thank you. We can break the 149 mark going to 150. This can make a run to 155. It actually closed in the 150s. I might hold. I just don't like being down a lot. I'm cool with 155, 157. Now we're just talking halves of my order. Because I'm at 165. So 155 is 10 cents. I'm okay with that. But if this was 140 shit, I'm not cool with it. Not cool with it at all. This is 20 cents here. It's like 21 cents here. Not cool with it. If I use my typical strategy where I had a stop loss, I was at 165, I would have had it at probably 158. It probably would have cleared at 156, 157, maybe max 155. And I would have been cool with that. I would have been a small loss. Not being down 21 cents. Just get your blood flowing, guys, you know? Like I was saying before, trading, it's all about 100% being in control. The only way you can control your orders, stop losses. Control your destiny. Take control of your destiny. Grab the bull by the horns and run with it. That's the only way you can control it. If not, you're a fucking basket case. And that's exactly what I am right now. This ain't cool. Not cool one bit. By the way, guys, I'm going to have my Comcast setup comes, I think, on this Wednesday. So my podcast on Thursday should be fast as a motherfucker. Alright. Come on, 150. Let's break this 149 mark. Everything's extremely thin right now. There's only 3,000 shares at 148. 6,000 shares at 149. And let's see where we go. Just a little while ago, when we was around, we made that run to 175, 180, 174, had somebody picked up about 300,000 shares. So we know there's a lot of shares up there. If we ever go back up to that range, that's going to be a lot of resistance if he hasn't sold out already. There's going to be a lot of resistance up there. See, always when you're trading, always write down big orders when the big blocks come through and write the price. Helps you become a better trader. Okay, we made a little run. 150 now. 150, 149. Can we see that 155 though? 155. Okay, now we're going back down. That sucks. That completely sucks balls. It really does. Yes, Caroline, I am holding. Holding like a mofo. Do not want to cut this lot. Do not want to cut this short yet. Yeah. I'm holding. What the fuck? The keyboard sucked. So that freaking H1Z1 I play. Guys, I know I'm a gamer. Guys have Xbox One, my you can add me, Biff. BIFF 1213. I got GTA 5, Ghost, and Madden 25. Holla at your boy. Play some GTA. When the servers are actually working. That's once in a while. I didn't get Modern Warfare because, wanted to wait because I ended up playing more computer stuff, H1Z1, and this other computer game I've been playing, which is freaking too realistic for me, which is called Realistic. Too realistic for me, so I stopped playing that. It was cool though, it was a really cool game. It wasn't like an arcade shooter, it was more you sit back and you actually think real life stuff. And it was fucking with my mind, so I stopped playing. But DayZ, H1Z1, all zombie survival stuff, it's pretty cool. I'm into zombies, so. Walking Dead, favorite TV show. Alright, 150, 151, here we go. Come on, The social support of 150, come on, you fucking guys. Come on, here we go. Thank you. One more, give me one or two blocks. Give me four blocks. Number five, come on. My fucking Scrassiani over here. Come on, go on a run, damn it. Because you know the hounds have to be shorting this right here. Have to be shorting this in this range. Figure it's just going to pull back even more. We can get some buying here. We could see it because it's a humongous, like, epic, like, VLTC short squeeze. We have that, man. Boom. That'd be huge. Come on, give me that 152. Come on. There we go. 15,500 at 150 now. Got some support showing up. Hopefully no idiot takes it all away. Oh shit! 28,500 shares came out 151. We're gonna pull back. Fuck. We might see 148 again. The only way to keep this choo-choo train going, more buying has to come in. If not, we're gonna pull back, and we're gonna see possibly about the 140 range again, 145 and 146 if no buying shows up. Because for every sell, there's a buy. Okay, 10,000 at 151. Here we go. It's half of that 28. There's 150 again. Yep. Ugh. It's 149 again. 149, 150. Yeah, if I saw that coming, that freaking huge order fucked it up. You might think, like, somebody buying huge is really good. It's not really good in trade. It might be very good when there's, like, more buying coming in. When there's not enough buying coming in, it's going to pull back because the market makers have to pull the order. So that's where the conspiracy comes in, where stop losses get taken out. Not because they're taking stop losses out, it's because they have to fill the order. It happens. For every buy, there's a sell. For every sell, there's a buy. So it has to fill. The orders have to fill. You fill the gaps. And hopefully we reset and go back up to 151. If not, we're going to just collapse and probably, possibly might maybe see 139 at this point. Which I might have a heart attack. We had a nice momentum going and it got shot out by fucking somebody buying freaking 28,000 shares. You gotta be fucking kidding me. We had a good freaking momentum going right there too. That is only. We're going to 148. Because there's 12,700 there, and there's only 5,800 at 149. So clearly we're going to 148. Yeah, 21,900 at 148. Now we're going to 148. This is bullshit. The ask was still 150. We're not even moving on the ask right now. This is supposed to be just a bid. There's people selling out on the bid. They're just dumping market orders right here. XGWD market maker. I don't know what market maker that is. Let me click on it and then you gotta tell me. It doesn't really tell me. Yeah, 156. I like the 156 pop up. I like halves. Half of your order. It's easier to calculate your risk into that. Oh my god. See, this will be perfect where somebody can come in, buy the 15,900 shares at 150. Just buy all that up. It's quite sad where there's more people want to buy in and actually buy in right now. We don't know what BATS is. BATS is one of the most biggest exchanges in the whole entire marketplace. You see them advertised in a lot of baseball stadiums. Look up the BAT exchange. They're one of the biggest market makers around. They're a very big institutional firm. They buy a lot. Can we go back to 151? I'm gonna sing a song. I don't know what I'm gonna do. But I'm gonna keep on making that money. Money, money, money. Ooh, yeah. Ugh. Welcome to another awesome podcast on BlogTalkRadio.com, brought to you by EquityFeed.com. If you're looking for the best charting, the best software, the best data around, check out EquityFeed.com for a free 14-day trial. No credit card required. And those 14 days are awesome. Check out the whole entire thing they offer. Every data plan available. You get in the whole 14-day free trial. You have nothing to lose. No credit card required. If you like it at the end, you pick which market you trade, and you're good to go. They also have bundles available also. Bundle packages. 100% recommended. Right now, we're in ENZ1 at 165 with 5,000 shares. Not using a stop loss. I'm using this whole thing called the mental stop loss, where you're supposed to tell yourself in your mind when to sell. And it's not working. My stop loss would have been in at 158, maybe 156. Right now, we're currently at 149, 150. And I'm in at 165 with 5,000 shares. So you clearly could say this whole mental thing doesn't work because our minds won't let us sell. Because we're like, it's going to bounce back because our emotions take over. Emotions and trading are not a really good thing, not a good mix. But it happens. So to eliminate your emotions, you have things in there called stop losses. Now we're at 148, 149. 147s are popping up now. That's going to be another new fucking low. This thing's just making new lows and new lows. Oh, my God. We were rallying at one point. We were at 151, about to go to 152, and somebody bought 28,800 shares at 151, and that dropped us down. You might say, well, why did it drop down? Somebody bought. Because when big orders come in, the market makers have to fill the order. So if it fills the order, you have to drop the price in order to get the shares to fill the order. So there you go. When I first started trading, and I saw people buying in huge. I thought that was the best thing in the world. And when I actually learned what I was doing and actually became successful, I'm like, holy shit, that sucks. You don't want to do that. There's only 20,800 shares at 148, and there's 4,300 shares at 149. Kind of hope the 149 carries over the 148, and then we pop up to 150 again. Maybe going on another run, which looks like it's about to happen. If somebody doesn't freaking decide to freaking buy some more humongous shares, which they just did. All right. It was so close to going back to 150. Now there's 23,900 shares at 149. People are jumping ship. People are jumping ship. The ship is coming down. Get to the chopper. I know it's a terrible impersonation, but I'm trying to entertain myself while I'm getting my ass handed to me. I don't want to sell. The whole entire day is down today. So I'm thinking maybe tomorrow we'll have a regroup and a rebalance because the market sucks today. So that's what I'm trying to paint into it. Where there's nothing wrong or it's just really a bad day. We'll soon see in a week. And we go on another run. For our SSD 150 again, we have to eat through 22,900 shares. What I like to do is to see 149, 145 become support. Like really, 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 really good support. And we just go on a runoff in that. Where like the 150, 155. I don't have to go back up to 165 today, but I would like to at least go back to 160 before the close. It's 340 right now, so we got 20 minutes of some action. Usually 330 to 340 is going to collapse or is going to go higher. So we're going to see. And this literally flipped like a switch, guys. Where we were up 9 cents, where we were up like 8%, 9%, and then bam, like a flick of a switch, we turned around real quick, like real quick. Hold me down, temperature is rising. We need some rally music. Break out the guns. There we go. Ah, freaking ads. There we go. This goes out to all the back holders of ENZN. Stay strong. I thought my back holder days were over. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to stop using stop losses. I'm going to use a thing called a mental loss. It ain't happening. Oh yeah. Get hyped. Put your hands in the air. Welcome to Power Hour Trading, BlackTalkRadio.com. Have that will. When there's a will, there's a way. Boom, 150, baby. Let's go. Go on a run. 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 Sorry for the ears, guys. This is what we need right here. I'm gonna sing, guys. Don't unsubscribe, please. Karaoke, baby. The nine train going in. Guys, I'm back. Lost connection right there. Alright, gonna set the song up again. From the beginning. It's an awesome song. $150, $151. Let's go, baby. Run, run, run. Subscribe, I please don't subscribe. City boy, raise yourself to try. The midnight train going anywhere. We'll stop believing. Ears and holders, we're still good, baby. Believe. Run with the wolves. I'm a good power to get drunk, I'm just saying. Dangerous waiting. Going down the boulevard. shadows. Searching in the dark. I'm in it to win it, baby. Come on, 152. We're at 149, 150. 16,300 shares at 149. 32,400 at 150. Poker guys. We're back down to 148, 149. About 10 minutes left in the market, guys. I want to close at least above 150. Can we get 152? 151? All the same. Other than the same. All right, it's 3:52. Right now we're at 148, 149, 7,400 shares at 148, about 13,915 at 149. I am in at 165, 5,000 shares. We Usually I would have been stopped out by now, but I decided to do what called mental stop-loss, where you use your brain. And apparently I cannot trade like this because I am so out of whack right now, guys. I don't feel confident whatsoever in my trades. I'm just holding because I don't want to lose. The reason I'm holding, because the whole time market's down today, so maybe that's why we're down some. I don't think people lost confidence in ENZN because they haven't really run yet. We're still looking for that massive breakout. So right now we're just holding, and we're thinking maybe tomorrow we pop back up to where we actually want to run, where we were able to profit some decent amount of cash, which I think we could. But the thing is right now is we're either going to go up from here or we're going to go down from here. And I don't want to be holding this in the 130s just because that's a big loss. But I want to have on a stock like ENZN. See, I don't risk too much on these dollar stocks because there's no substance to them. They're going to run and then they're going to collapse. And they're a dollar for a reason, guys. So that's why I use stop losses like most of my trades, because I don't like to risk a lot of capital on the downside, because there's more downside than upside in all these. Reason why I go for 10, 15, 20 cent gains, because I don't think they can run more than that. But then once in a while you get a stock like VLTC that just keeps going and going and going and going. But once you miss the train, you can't chase it because it can collapse anytime. 149, 148. Time is 3:54. And I have somebody new text messaging me who wants to join the service. I do love new leads. Can we see 150 at the close? That'd be down 20 cents right then. At 150. Oh, wow. ISIS is recruiting in the United States. That is wonderful. I can care less. George W. Bush slams Obama Middle East policies. All right. Come on. Here we go. Some buys at 149. Can we please have 150 closed? Price, the time right now is 3:56 p.m. And we got a couple of boxes at 150. 1, 2, 3, 4, 150. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at 149. There's 11,665 shares at 149. And there's 4,500 at 150. And there's 34,400 shares at 148. We need a massive run. There's only two boxes at 150. Now there's none. Now everything's at 149. Now there's 21,965 shares at 149. Here comes the 150s are coming back. The 150s are coming back. Can we see a run? Can we go on a run? The time now is 3:58 p.m. The bid's 148. The price is 149. 30,200 shares at 148. 12,665 at 149. I am at 165 with 5,000 shares. Oh, boy, ski daddy. There's 90 seconds left in the show, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in for another wild and crazy podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Can we close at 150? Wait for it. Come on. Oh. Oh my god, it's so intense right now. I want to close at 150. And we're not going to close at 150. It's going to stay 149. All right. Well, that was fun. We're going lower. That's just wonderful. That's great. Ugh. Break out the Maalox. Get the Pepto-Bismol. I'm going to need it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Another podcast possibly on Wednesday. As always, if the trading gods be with you. Yes, 150.